You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hardaway, Johnson, Powell, Smith, McBride, they're all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It's Thursday, April 4th. We're talking DraftKings and we're doing it after this. But first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, and then sign up at Stochastic. We still have NBA going through the regular season and all the way through the postseason. You can sign up for that right now using the links in the description. Get projections and ownership. Get our Boom Bust tool, Sims, lineup generator, premium Discord, and more. And all you got to do is click a little link below. First up at number five, we have DeAndre Hunter. Had a big game yesterday, back today. Small forward, power forward, eligible, 5,600. Projected for 28. The goal's 34. Winning lineup 25% of the time. I went 33 minutes. The role is there now, even with Jalen Johnson back at full strength. 17 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, a stock, and a massive pace-up spot against a not-that-great Dallas Mavericks defense. Josh Hart is in at number four. He's small forward, power forward eligible, 7,300, projected for 36. The goal's just shy of 42. He's in the winning lineup 26% of the time. Knicks get a decent date with the Kings. Middling defense, decent enough pace. Hart's going to play 40 minutes or more. Going to be around 0.85 fantasy points per minute. 12 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, and a stock and a half. Does a little bit of everything out there, and it's possible he doesn't play. He's also questionable for today. In at number three, I've got PJ Washington, power forward center eligible, 5,300, projected for 27. The goal's 32, winning lineup 32% of the time. No Derek Lively tonight. Don't know how much that matters for Washington, but it does certainly help that there's one less front court guy around. He's playing around 32 minutes a night, around 0.85 fantasy points per minute. You need him to start hitting some threes, but maybe a matchup against Atlanta will help out because this is not a very good defense. 11.5 points, 6 boards, an assist and a half, and 2 stocks. Lock him in at power forward. The minutes are there. I'm looking at the value of Cam Whitmore to start the day. Only a 5-game slate. He's shooting guard small forward eligible. 4,100. Projected 26. Goal 27. Winning lineup 42% of the time. Really like the value proposition. 15 points, 5 boards, an assist, and a stock. I only went 22 minutes. I think at some point in time, we can see these minutes ramp up for Houston. And the matchup against Golden State, they're an average defense, an average pace team. What we're really looking for here on just a 5-gamer is the fact that he's 4,100 and crosses guard and forward. My number one contender for today is Dante DiVincenzo. Speaking of guard and forward, she's shooting guard and small forward eligible, 6,800, projected 38, goal 39, winning lineup 43% of the time. Guy does a lot of scoring. I got him near 20 points in 37 minutes, 22% usage. He's a fantasy point per minute, 4.5 boards, 3.5 assists, over 2 stocks. He's going to fill up a stat sheet. And you can put him in at shooting guard, small forward, guard, forward, or utility. That kind of flexibility on a 5-gamer is what we want. And that is why Dante DiVincenzo is your number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Thursday, April 4th. FanDuel version around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're back again on Monday morning. Nothing from me tomorrow with another edition of the Contenders.